Good morning, everybody. Wow, what a great day. Hey, I got somebody here with me.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, hang on just a second. I just got to get him out of here. Oh, come on. You can come out.
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of people out there.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Come on out. Come on out. It's okay.
Oh, hey. Hi, everybody. How are you guys? Hey, good to see you.
I'm so glad that you're here with me today. Wow. How's everybody?
Well, you're awfully quiet. Whoa, wee, well, guess what day it is? How do you know? Hey, who's that little guy down there? You, mister, what did you say?
That's right, Passover, wow!
Well... Oh, that's so true.
Okay, how many of you guys recognize who this is? Does anybody know who this is? Sydney, do you know who this is? Who? Mr. Peabody?
No, I'm not Mr. Peabody. Mr. Peabody happens to be my brother.
Oh, he's your brother.
Yeah, I look like him, though, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Well, I taught Mr. Peabody everything he knows.
You did?
Yes, sirree.
Okay, let's move it back.
Actually, you know what 19 is? 19 is Mr. S-body.
Mr. S-body?
Yes, I'm Mr. S-body.
Oh, Mr. S-body. And what does the S stand for?
Who said that? You are absolutely brilliant.
Yes. That's right, he is, isn't he?
Well, Mrs. Moody, I'm so glad that you're helping me today.
Oh, no problem. I love to help you however I can, Mr. Spotty. I always like to tease him about that.
Don't tease me.
Okay, I won't tease you.
Okay, well, you know what? There's somebody else here that's supposed to be with us today, but I don't know where he is.
I wonder, do you see him out there anywhere?
I don't see him, but that guy, I tell you, goes missing all the time. Him and I go walking, but we get separated all the time. It's no fun to get separated. How many of you guys ever get separated from your families? Somebody got separated this morning. I was looking for Michael. I don't know where you were. You were lost. I was looking all over for you. You were separated, and your mom was having a fit.
No, she wasn't really having a fit.
Yes, she was.
No, she was. Yes, she was. No. Really? Well, you would be concerned if you got separated from your family.
Yes, I would. Well, families sometimes get separated. But they get separated for different reasons. Sometimes it's work. Sometimes it's, maybe just strained relationships.
Sometimes it's even death. That's true, Mr. Spotty. That happens, isn't it? Oh!
Hey, there he is!
Hey!
Hey!
Hi, Mr. S, and how are you today?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, very fine. Thank
you're
you.
Looking pretty good there.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's all that running, right?
That helps, yes.
Yeah.
But you were talking about families getting separated.
It happened.
Do you know the biggest separation that's ever happened was God and his kids?
Really?
Yeah, his kids got separated from God.
That's so sad.
Yeah, that's you and me and all the people. We got separated from God.
Oh, sure.
And so God was trying to find a way to reunite his family.
And how did he do that?
I know that God doesn't sleep.
Really?
But if he did sleep, I bet he'd have stayed awake all night trying to figure out a solution to reunite his family.
How do you guys like to sleep? I love sleep. Whoa, that's tough. Where's your mommy?
Well, you were saying things that separate us as family. Well, you know what separated us from God? It wasn't work. It wasn't the distance. It wasn't poor health. It was something called S-I-N.
I know what that is.
So what is that, Mr.?
Okay, let's look at this very intelligent.
Ah, wow. Wow. God is holy, and man is not.
That's right.
And so we try, you know, we make efforts to reach up, but our sin separates us from God. So now, what is sin?
I know what sin is.
That's not very nice, is it?
It's the wrong thing we do, right?
Yes.
Is it the wrong things we do?
Well, yes. And it's also what's in our heart. So sin actually, the definition of sin is actually missing the mark of God's perfection.
It's like
when you're out target shooting with your bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and you miss it.
Well, I'm not a very good shooter.
Well, there you go. Well, no. So sin is like missing the mark of God's standard. And sometimes that happens accidentally.
It's true.
And other times it happens on purpose. People actually plan to miss the mark of God's perfection.
Whoa.
Oh, it's an awful thing, but that's called sin.
Whoa.
And so sin is kind of an invasive thing. It affects all of us in a terrible way.
It kind of covers us like mud.
Yeah, kind of like mud.
Slimy.
Ew.
Slimy nut.
Yeah, it's kind of
some people like to roll in it.
Ew.
Not a good idea.
A mud bath.
No.
Yes. So you actually get paid for sin. The wages of sin is?
Death.
Death. Oh, that sounds bad.
That sounds horrible.
That sounds bad.
I want to live.
Yes.
I want to live.
We want to live.
I want to live.
So God devised a plan to deal with sin in order to reunite his family.
I think he had a great idea.
Yes, it's a great idea.
Did he come down and visit a virgin by the name of Mary?
Well, yes. Actually, that was prophesied by the prophets.
Isaiah?
Yes, years and years ago.
Yeah, like that dude.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote, "The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and they will call his name
Emmanuel.
You should be in a choir or something.
Thank you.
Emmanuel means
God with us.
God with us.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it means. So God had this plan. God would send himself to come and live with us, amongst us, and so that he could reunite the family.
I love being reunited.
Oh,
hey,
yes.
Mr. Mark, come here.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah,
give me a kiss.
I actually don't kiss in public. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, but I.
What a shame! It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Hey,
I kiss all the time.
I know you're quite the smoocher. All those remember the angel appeared to Joseph.
Yeah.
And told him, Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary home your wife.
That's
because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
And she will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. Meaning the Lord is salvation. Because he will save his people
from their sins.
And reunite the family.
He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet
Isaiah. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Emmanuel.
You're right.
Okay, so that was the Christmas story.
Wow, I like that story.
That was a good story.
Can you tell it again?
Well, actually, the Apostle Paul told us what the good news is.
Oh, yeah.
Now, good news is sometimes translated the gospel.
Right.
So gospel is good news.
Right.
So the good news is God is reuniting his family. All the kids that were separated because of sin can be reunited with God.
How awesome.
Through the good news.
We can be a family again. man.
So, what is the good news? The Apostle Paul says,
I know, brothers. Can I say this part?
Okay.
You're very talkative today.
Pardon me.
I'm not getting in my
word. Oh, sorry about that.
Very important that I get in my word.
Okay, okay.
You know what it's like when you don't get in your word? No, tell us.
Let me tell you.
Okay, it's like a dry, dry day. Yeah, I know. Okay. Okay, so here it is. Are you ready, ladies and girls? Okay, now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel that Christ died, right?
Yes, that's the first point. That's
that
the first point of the gospel. You've got it.
How did you know it? I know it.
Well, you're pretty clever.
Okay. And he was buried.
He was buried. So Christ, the first point is Christ
died.
The second point is
he was buried.
These kids are really smart.
They are so smart.
Yes, he was raised from the dead. Now, there's one more point.
Right.
You got it? One third point?
Oh, and he appeared.
And he appeared. He didn't just secretly raise from the dead and nobody ever saw him again.
It's true.
But he appeared.
It's true.
Whoa, and that is the
full gospel.
That's the gospel. There are 4 points of the gospel. One of those 4 points again.
Okay.
You know the 4 points? Number one.
He died.
Number two.
He was buried.
Number three.
He was raised.
He raised from the dead. And number
and
four, he appeared.
Very good.
Wow.
Very good.
That is good.
Well, this is such an amazing idea that centuries ago, God established annual feasts called the Lord's Feast.
Can you believe it? Parties.
Yeah.
God loves a party.
Hey, Desmond.
Do you know that? Oh,
you're
the angel so rolled the rock
right.
away. Wow.
Hey, Dad, did we celebrate the feast on Friday? Yeah, we did, didn't we? Yeah.
Which feast did we celebrate on Friday?
Passover.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of God's parties that point to...
Yay, I love a good party, Pastor Mark.
Absolutely. Well, we're having a party today.
We are.
This is the party today.
This is a great party.
Yes, and God loves the party. And so he set 3 parties to remind us that Christ died, he was buried, and he rose again. What are the 3 parties, he says? Anyone know? Okay, the first party that he died was...
Not Christmas.
Anybody know what party he set aside to point to Christ's death?
The Passover. It was
the Passover.
Oh, yeah, we got that
We
got that.
Mr. S. Body, that was a slow one coming, wasn't it?
We got that one.
Okay, we got that
one. We got it.
Okay, so the Passover looked back initially to the Israelites coming out of Egypt.
That was when they had to put the blood on the doorpost.
They put
right?
the blood on the doorpost.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
We don't have to do that today, right?
So, the Lamb of God. Who is the Lamb of God?
Jesus.
Jesus became the Lamb of God, and so his blood, as we accept him into our heart,
it's true,
covers our life so that we can be delivered out of sin.
I love that he lives in my heart, Pastor Art.
That's a great story.
Aye.
Yeah. So, what is the second feast, second party that God established to remind us that Christ not only died, but was buried?
Okay.
Buried.
That would have been the Feast of the Unleavened Bread.
Oh, you are so smart, Mr.
Yes,
S. Body.
Yes, I am.
How did you know that?
I know these things.
Well, there you go. So,
I listened to you.
For 7 days, everybody's house was supposed to be cleansed from all leaven. Now, leaven is a type of...
Yeast.
Yes.
Sin.
Yes. Yes. So, leaven and yeast, the same thing.
That's
and they're
the
a type
stuff.
Of sin.
Sin.
Because it permeates the whole loaf of bread.
It separates
If you mix a little leaven in a loaf of bread, it makes it all puff up.
Ooh.
The whole thing.
Oh.
And so, Jesus was the sinless
Lamb
of God. And so this thin unleavened bread appeared both striped and bruised and pierced. This was a perpetual feast of the Lord.
Yes.
It was a time to celebrate.
Yes.
And it reminds us of Christ's burial. So what's the third feast that God established as a perpetual party for all of us?
That would be the first fruits.
First fruits.
First fruits.
Whoa. Now, how many of you knew that? In fact, when God established this day, today.
Yes.
The day that Jesus would rise from the dead.
Yes.
He called it by a special name.
Yo,
what was that name?
Oh, let me think.
Can anyone help us to remember what name Jesus or God called this special feast? Do you know?
First fruits.
First fruits. Yes. He actually called it first fruits.
What a great name.
Yeah, now some people have renamed it,
but
God's called it.
What did they rename it?
Well, we won't even say it. But the day that Jesus raised from the dead.
Come here, Pastor Mark. Come here. Did they name it Easter?
Yeah, I've heard some people call it by that name.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
How did we get off?
But God called it.
Oh, dear.
First fruits. Okay, let's see if we got the three parties correct.
Dan, how are you doing over there?
You're
looking great.
The three parties. Focus.
Yo,
focus.
She's my friend.
Okay. What was the three parties again? Passover.
Passover.
Unleavened bread. And the feast of first fruits. Oh,
yes,
wow.
Yes, I love the feast.
So God established these holy days as perpetual celebrations by his people, as annual reminders of his way to unite his family.
It's true.
To unite the family.
Oh. Hey, Pastor Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess who's here today?
Who's here?
An old friend.
Oh.
Joshanna, it's so good to see you this morning. Say hi to everybody. Hey, when Joshanna was little, I used to play with her.
And Rob.
And Rob, her brother. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Where has time gone?
There you go.
Wow.
So these were anniversary dates that God established. So they used to look forward to when this would happen.
Yeah.
And now we look back to when this
is
happening.
It's true.
It's like parents' anniversaries.
Wow, I love anniversaries.
Yeah, yes, they're fun. Nothing like a good anniversary. Now, it seems like everywhere Jesus went, he was fulfilling, he was demonstrating that he was the Emmanuel, the
God with us. It's so awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, he found people that were sick, and he healed them.
Wow.
I mean, there was even a person that was so sick that he couldn't go into the house, and so someone tore a hole in the ceiling.
Whoa, and let him down.
Let him down.
I remember that. That was his buddies.
By ropes, yeah.
Yeah.
And then what was the first thing Jesus said? Now, obviously, the guy is sick. He can't even walk.
He said, "Your sins are forgiven."
Only God can forgive sins.
It's true.
Only God can do that.
It's true.
So what was Jesus saying?
Your sins are forgiven.
He's saying, I am God and I'm forgiving your sins.
Wow.
Whoa, and then he healed the guy.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
That's so awesome.
I mean, they're out in a boat and it's windy and rainy and terrifying. And what does Jesus do?
He calms the storm.
He calms the storm.
You.
Another day, it was dark outside, really dark.
Really?
And they were on the ocean, on the lake again, and somebody comes walking towards them on the water.
No, it was a ghost.
It was Jesus.
Oh, good.
Yeah, walking on the water.
I don't like scary things.
One time, there was a man who was blind. In fact, this happened on numerous occasions.
And he couldn't see?
Yeah, he couldn't see a thing, not a thing.
Oh, don't cover my eyes.
And then Jesus healed him so he could see.
Wow, he must have been so happy.
You know, there was a little girl who was completely, absolutely, positively dead.
Like dead? Like
flat out
dead.
Flat. And her parents were so sad about the whole thing.
That is so sad.
Well, it's terrible.
Oh, dear. What did you do?
Well, I didn't do anything. But Jesus says, don't worry about a thing, Mom and Dad.
Really?
Yeah. Shut the door. Didn't let anyone else in except a couple of disciples. And then he raised her from the dead.
Hey, Pastor
Mark. Wow. Oh, yes.
Does Jesus still do that today?
Jesus is incredible because he is God.
Really?
He can do anything.
He can do that today?
Absolutely
anything.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Well, now the crowds were so excited about this because not only did he do those things, he fed 5,000 with just a couple loaves of bread.
Wow.
I mean, it was an amazing time.
This guy was a miracle.
He was a miracle.
Wow.
And so the people were so excited. They wanted to make him king, and hopefully then he would eliminate the Roman oppressors,
Whoa.
And, you know, everything would be happy again.
I can understand.
Yeah, and so when Jesus came into Jerusalem, they waved their palm branches. We got a palm tree over there.
Yeah,
and another one back there.
Yeah.
They waved their palm branches.
Oh,
and were,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, he was riding a donkey. I remember that.
That's it. Hosanna to the king.
Yo.
They were so very excited.
Whoa.
Well, but Jesus had something far more important to do.
He did.
He wanted to reunite his family.
Wow, and the only way to do that was?
By going to the cross and fulfilling the type of the Passover.
Whoa.
He had to become the Passover lamb. He had to shed his blood so we could have forgiveness of sin.
What a dude.
Oh, well, yes. Well, and then after he shed his blood, he knew this wasn't the end. Now he needed to be buried.
And then he had to rise from
well,
the grave.
Well, I know you're way ahead of us, but when they got him buried.
That's the important part.
Well, they got him buried. They got him buried so good, they even sealed the tomb.
With that great big rock.
With a great big rock.
It is a rock.
And then then soldiers guarded the tomb so no one could get in.
Or out.
And no one could get
out.
Nobody
could get out.
I mean, who's ever thought of guarding a tomb so nobody could get out?
I guard things all the time.
I know.
That's what a dog does.
I think that dogs are good at guarding
things.
That's true. Yes. Well.
That's true.
Jesus died in our place and fulfilled and was buried to fulfill the type of unleavened bread. But that's not only all. The great news about the gospel is
Jesus rose from the dead.
He rose from the dead.
Yay!
You got the story right.
I got it.
You've got it. And
I
so
got
then,
it.
Jesus died on the cross.
And he rose from
and
the grave.
And he was buried. Remember, this is the good news.
Yep. And he rose from the dead. And he appeared.
And then he appeared.
It's true.
Yes. Now,
yes.
Now, were you going to sing a song about this, or do you have some friends who are
going
to sing?
Well, actually, Pastor Narc, I'm not the greatest singer.
You're not the greatest singer.
No, I have more of a better mind than I do
a
voice.
Oh, you're a sharp mind, yes.
Yes. So, I invited my friends.
You invited some friends.
Yeah, and if you look up on that big screen up there.
On that big screen?
You're going to see something awesome.
Okay, I can't wait.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Let's count to three and hear it.
All right.
One.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Well, we're all disciples. We wrote books of the Bible and we preach everywhere we go. We preach about Jesus and we preach about truth so all of the people will know. 'Cause our master, he died, yes, he was crucified, and he told us all we should have known. That our Lord would be raised back to life in 3 days on the morning of the rolling stone.
Rolling stone.
Gonna tell my sisters and my brothers.
Stone.
Gonna say he's risen to my mother.
Stone.
Jesus conquered death and
on the morning of the rolling stone.
Sunday morning, the ladies, they went to the tomb early, and somebody said, do not fear. And there was a heavenly angel telling them he's not here.
See the stones rolled away, he's alive today, and your sins have been untold. So go tell his disciples to prepare for his arrival on the morning of the rolling stone.
Rolling stone.
Gonna tell my sisters and my brothers.
Stone.
Gonna say he's risen to my mother.
Stone.
Jesus conquered death and hell
on the morning of the rolling stone. Well, a couple met Jesus on the road to Emmaus, but he was not recognized. He appeared to doubting Thomas and showed him his hands and side. He restored all his brethren and ascended to heaven, where he still sits on the throne. And now we can be forgiven all because Christ was risen on the morning of the rolling stone.
Rolling stone.
Gonna tell my sisters and my brothers.
Stone.
Gonna say he's risen to my mother.
Stone.
Jesus conquered death and hell
on the morning of the rolling stone. On the morning of the rolling stone.
Gonna tell my sisters and my brothers.
Stone.
Gonna say he's risen to my mother.
Stone.
Jesus conquered death and hell
on the morning of the rolling stone.
That was good.
Oh, I love those dudes, man. They're going to get their records out pretty soon.
You know, the most exciting part is that Jesus has already made all the provisions for us so that we can be reunited with our Father God.
It's so true.
Except one thing.
Yes.
Because I think we need to maybe invite Jesus.
We
haven't.
That's it. We need. Jesus has done everything that he can do, but we have to do that
one
thing.
Our part, right?
Our part is to invite Christ into our life.
It's true.
And to live for Him.
It's true.
So everyone's gonna bow their heads and we're gonna pray together.
Okay, everybody, let's close our eyes.
And if you'd like to pray with me, we're gonna pray, Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for what you've done.
Thank you for what you've done.
To reunite us to Father God.
To reunite me with Father God.
Thank you for your death.
Thank you for your death.
Your burial.
Your burial.
And your resurrection.
And your resurrection.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Come into my life.
And come into my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, that was awesome.
That was great. That's the beginning. That's the starting point of being reunited with Father God.
That's awesome.
Well, thanks for coming and helping me, Mr. S.
No problem.
Okay.
Can we do it again?
Oh, sure, someday.
Okay. Love you.
We're going to invite Pastor. Yep.
Can I just have one kiss?
Remember,
Come on.
All right, just the one.
All right.